Be vegan, repentant, save your soul.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Rancangan kami menawarkan banyak bahasa. Sila kunjungi suprememastertv.com/kehadapan-schedule.
We are sinning because we are destroying our planet.
Yes.
We're sinning because we're torturing other humans and bombing them, killing them, innocent bystanders, you know, for any reason. And we're sinning because we're torturing, oppressing the helpless animals every second of our life.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Moni means hello in Chichewa, one of the official languages of Malawi. My name is Sylvia. The cheerful people of Malawi pray for you to be always healthy and protected. In the southeastern region of the African continent is Malawi. This country is blessed with majestic mountain ranges, high plateau regions, large valleys, and bodies of water like the vast Lake Malawi. Supporting a rich abundance of aquatic life, Lake Malawi is home to the world-famous cichlid, a beautiful fish that appears in a dazzling array of colors. Malawi's second largest lake, Lake Chilwa, is a designated UNESCO wetland. This area nourishes more than 1.5 million birds, representing some of the world's most diverse avian species. Among Malawi's 9 other national parks and reserves is Majete Wildlife Reserve. Thanks to Malawians' diligent efforts, today's Majete has a thriving animal and bird population. It is home to the rare black rhino, as well as lions, elephants, zebras, and hippos. Nicknamed the Warm Heart of Africa, due to its kind and genuine people, Malawi's vibrant culture includes joyful daily singing among village women, as well as more formalized traditional music and dance. The country is also host to Lake of Stars, one of the largest music festivals in Africa, held each year on the shores of Lake Malawi. It was a joy to introduce Pretty Malawi to you, jubilant viewers. May heaven's blessing bring happiness and noble things to your lives. For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, She imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008. February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Friday, March 26, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions the members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Phoenix Part 5 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on March 26, 2021.
Warning, you might find the content herein disturbing, but the truth must be revealed.
We are sinning because we are destroying our planet. We're sinning because we're torturing other humans and bombing them, killing them, innocent bystanders, you know, for any reason. And we're sinning because we're torturing, oppressing the helpless animals every second of our life.
Yes, Master.
Now talking about sin, then let's talk more. More sin, okay?
Yes.
For money, huh? You kill people for fame and position. You oppress opponents. You blame them for things they did not do. You wrongly accuse them. You give fake news all over the nation or the planet so that people will hate them, not vote for them, or harass their followers.
Yes, Master.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
These are not sinning? Then what are they then, huh? In a big, 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 huge scale, no?
Yes.
The gay people, they only love one person. Even if they sin, they only sin small scale, right?
Yes, Master.
Compared to the people who go bombing, killing other nations' citizens, no matter what reason.
Yes.
And then killing innocent animals every day.
Yes.
The ones who have no defense, no one to protect them, no law, nothing. Even they make law themselves. They say, oh, the citizens cannot oppress animals, cannot harass them, cannot torture them, cannot cause them pain or anxiety or anything at all. But what are they doing every day in the slaughterhouse?
Yes.
Tell me. Huh? And all the lawmakers know that, or don't they?
They know, Master. They know.
Yes. From the president to the policeman to the stripper on the street, the lawmakers make them for them. but including the lawmakers themselves, no?
Yes.
If you make a law, you expect that to be followed.
Yes.
Yeah, because the government says, oh, you don't steal. And if somebody, because hungry or poor or has no job, has to go steal some food or some money to survive, then he goes to jail. Does it not?
Yes.
Yeah. And how about the law not harassing animals, not causing pain and suffering, not causing them fear and all that? Nobody... Excuse me, I'm just freaking out. Yeah, talking about raw emotion. Sorry. I think you don't think I'm a master anymore. I'm talking like a, I don't know what, politician or something. It really freaks me out, you know? It really hurts me.
Understand, master.
Don't bother cutting this. Let them see. All right?
Yes.
It's all real. I'm all real. Okay?
Yes.
I don't have anything to hide or to play theater or anything. So, you see what I'm saying now?
Yes, master.
If we want to talk about sin, well, we can make a list of it. Or books about them, huh?
Right.
Yes.
Why trampling upon those poor, helpless gay couples? All they want is just a loving company for their life, to have them taking care of each other in time of need, and to share happiness when they are joyful together. Even if it's a sin, I would ask God to overlook it, because everybody else sin more than they do.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes, master.
Yeah. So I talk a lot already, and you're making me into trouble. Perhaps I don't care. I have to say what is correct.
Yes, Master. Thank you.
I feel sorry. I could cry for them, you know. Can you imagine how they feel?
Yes, Master.
These people. Yeah. Still shunned by many. Understand that?
Yes.
Feeling they are not normal. They are sick or something. It's not fair. Okay? If God wants to blame, then he has to blame himself. That's what I think. I'm sorry if God wants to put me to hell or something. I say the truth. You accept it. Even if God tells me not to bless them and I'm a priest, I would.
Yes.
I cannot give them more pain than they're already in. Don't you think so?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I cannot trample upon somebody who is already almost on the ground. Yeah?
Yes, master.
Just like you make fun of a handicapped person. Is that okay?
No, it's not.
Huh?
No, it's not.
You know already he's a handicapped person, yeah? You don't keep picking on him. Say, oh, why do you have only one eye? Yeah?
Yes.
Something like that. Oh, why do you have only one leg? You don't look like any of us. You a useless thing and stuff like that. It's the same, right?
Yes, master.
Knowing people handicapped already, and tell them they are bad? Is that correct?
No, Master.
I don't know if God said anything like that or somebody added it on, okay?
Yeah.
Because why say only about men? Why not about women, huh? Woman, lesbian, they're also together, you know?
Yes, Master.
That's not fair. I don't think God say anything like that. I think maybe add it on. Okay, later on.
Yes.
Or somebody for personal purposes. I think I abolish this. If God permits, even if God doesn't, I would like that to be abolished. This sin or law or whatever that is. Because it's not fair.
Yes, Master.
Sin is the one who knows that he should not do it. In his position as a priest and still harassing, molesting an innocent, helpless teenager, minor, who is looking upon him as the God, as the representative of God, as a holy person, as a teacher for the blurry road that he is treading on every day in this world. He looks upon the priest, the monks, as his master, as someone who's wise and holy. And if he turns around and betrays that trust from an innocent and even cause pain and suffering psychologically, mentally, physically to that little, minor, then that is a sin.
Yes, Master.
And I cannot talk enough of that. Can you imagine if you yourself, all alone, small, with these big and powerful people, or even a stranger, and you are frightened? No one is there to help you when you scream in pain and terror. Oh, my God. All right. I think we had enough of that. The reason other religions, we don't hear much in the monkhood, in the priesthood of other religions, is because I told you already, Buddhism is a very broad teaching, yes? Either they eat vegan, or they go out begging and people give them what they give and they just eat that. Or like Tibetan monks, they even eat meat also, but they don't kill. Of course, even all the Tibetans, they don't kill. They let the Muslim kill for them. My God, just the same. At least they know.
Yes.
Either they stay in the monkhood and obey exactly the precepts, or he defrocks himself, go out, marry. It's no problem. Nobody would even point fingers at him or her saying blah, 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 nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. So even in Buddhism, we have some temporary monks also. They can be monks 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, 2 years. Like going to the army. So because of the very clear teaching of the Buddha, in Buddhism, we don't hear any of this scandal about monks molesting minors and all that stuff. Up to now, this old age, I never heard anything about them. And Muslim priests also, we don't hear of that because they are also very strict. Yeah, they're very, very strict and very, very focused on their work as monks. Or they also married monks, married priests. All the religions are also very strict about that, you know, very clear. And they are more temperate in food choices, more. The Buddhists, for example, that's very clear. It's also clear, you know, in Christianity, because in Leviticus, it says that you don't do that anyway, okay? So if they believe in the Bible, that's the Holy Bible, then they shouldn't do that. Especially forcing the minors who are vulnerable, yeah, helpless, and don't dare to tell anybody, probably shock them for their whole life,
yes,
and stun their growth, or smashing their faith forever. So that is a real sin.
Yes, Master.
Yes, Master.
Anything else, I think you better just don't talk about it. People would feel like it's all fake. All fake. It's all fake and false. And, oh, my God, what are they doing with Jesus' teaching? Oh, my God. They make an empire out of it for gain and fame and respect and privilege. That is a sin.
Yes,
not a couple who love each other and want to be together all their life, and just ask them to be witnesses and to bless them, if they even have any blessing at all.
Yes.
Otherwise, if they're a sinner, then a sinner bless a sinner. What's the use of that? Huh?
Yeah.
I'm very angry inside. I'm an angry master. I'm a very angry vegan master. Okay? When it comes to injustice and the suffering of children and animals. Because they are helpless.
Yes, Master.
The adults, they can fend for themselves, but children, they don't know what to do.
Right, Master.
They probably never dare say to anybody. So many of these incidents never come to light.
Yes, Master.
Only a little bit recently, and the church didn't do much. Yeah, symbolically, here and there. My God. Oh, may God forgive us all, Ultimate Master. God Almighty, forgive all of us, please. Because we also don't know what to do with each other, with cases like this. We just have to pray for forgiveness and not accusing any of them. I am not accusing. I'm just feeling tremendously painful for the children. Imagine if it's you. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
You are a kid only. You never knew anything like this, and you are taught to respect these priests and monks or nuns, whatever, yeah? And they sell you.
Yeah.
They abuse you. They molest you, and they sell you even. Yeah?
Yeah.
You read the news. I don't want to talk anymore.
Yes, Master.
My God, make a business out of an orphanage, out of the orphan boys.
Yeah. Yes.
Or girls. What wicked evil.
Unimaginable.
Talking about Satan and devils and all that, where are they? Huh? If they are in the church like that, then we don't know where else to run for refuge. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Divine viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Phoenix Part 5 of 13 on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May the Holy Light elevate your souls.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.